With brochures in hand, both Paul Crumbly, a professor of English at Utah State University, and I walk up the steps to the second floor of the Raby West building.
Pretty extensive correspondence, all early drafts of...
These brochures illustrate the newly created May Swenson Poetry Path. There are 9 separate locations on the path, landmarks from the renowned poet's life. We are headed to location number 4, the Swenson Room in the Raby West building. Here we find all kinds of memorabilia, Swenson's honorary doctorate degree from Utah State University, photos and books.
Here's some of the items that she had on her desk.
Crumbly says he first came across one of Swenson's poems in 1993 while he was grading AP English literature exams in San Antonio. After that, he became fascinated with the life and works of Swenson. A few years later, he took a job at Utah State University and was surprised and delighted to find that Swenson had been born and raised in Logan. In fact, she herself graduated from the Utah State Agricultural College, now Utah State University, in 1934. The eldest of 10 children, Swenson was born to parents who were Swedish immigrants. After their conversion to Mormonism, her parents decided to move to Zion, to Utah, to pursue their dreams. Mae Swenson was raised in a home located just below Old Main Hill. The family home no longer exists, but a plaque remains, landmark number 5 on the poetry path. Crumbly works with other faculty and students on what are called the May Swenson Projects, which have included seminars, symposiums, readings, and official postings of Swenson's poetry in Logan and the surrounding area.
You begin to see that the poetry is not sort of a rarefied artifact that's disconnected from the real lives of actual people. Also, having these poems in such different locations also emphasizes, I think, the range of subjects that Swenson was interested in. She was always branching out, always experimenting and trying new things.
He says their main goal is to raise awareness of the celebrated poet's life and works.
One of the real benefits of having that knowledge is that young people growing up with that knowledge don't see it as beyond their reach also to do something in the arts that would attract national and international attention.
Now we head over to the Merrill Kazir Library on the USU campus. This is location number 3 on the poetry path. On the 4th floor, there is an area dedicated to Mae Swenson. The wall features several of her framed poems, as well as accompanying photographs.
In this poem, I look at my hand, is the speaker sensing the influence of both mother and father on the kind of person she's become, both mentally, you know, and physically.
Interesting how it was formatted.
Yes. She went through a period where she did shape poems. She called them iconographs. She wanted the poems to have sort of a physical, visual presence that registered before you had a chance to read the poem. So the poem would make one kind of impression before it engaged sort of the mind and the imagination.
Other locations on the path include a visit to Logan High School, where Swenson graduated, the Logan Public Library, the Logan City Cemetery, where she is buried, and even a plaque dedicated to Swenson on the Bear Lake Overlook.
And so I think when you see poems not in a book, but on a wall or in a natural environment, you think about them differently. And I think people are more inclined to read them.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allie Snow.